Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2012 with Jane Shirk and Jennifer Sutton, and they are contracting with Nobility to set up a service called AccessWorks, and they're here to tell us about it. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks, J.J. It's great to be here.
Thank you, J.J.
So what exactly is AccessWorks?
AccessWorks is a project that is jointly developed by Nobility, which is a nonprofit based in Austin, Texas. They advocate for accessible technology, and so they're one half of the equation, and Loop 11 is the other half of the equation. Loop 11 is a company based in Australia that offers an online platform for doing usability testing. So what we call remote, unmoderated usability testing.
So usability testing as in far as testing for website accessibility and...
Yeah, it's usability testing is a little bit broader than accessibility. Like if a website is not accessible, it will not be usable by people with disabilities.
Right.
But there can be usability problems or issues with a website or with technology that are beyond accessibility. So if a website is hard for the target population to use, they can't figure it out,
right,
they don't understand the links of the language, then you have usability.
So what you're problems. Saying, it really goes beyond just strict Section 508 compliance.
Exactly.
It's more, does this website actually function for the average user, and can they efficiently... get to the material that they need to get to.
Exactly. Right. And then Jennifer wanted to say something.
So I was going to sort of describe, if we want to at this point, what that would sort of mean for your average user.
Okay.
So part of why we wanted to talk with you, JJ, is because we would like to encourage people who listen, people who are blind or visually impaired, or people with other disabilities who might follow Blind Bargains, to sign up to be participants in these tests. And what that means, what that would mean, is you would sign up on Nobility's website at a web address that we'll give in a minute.
Okay.
And you would put in some information into a very basic form indicating what kind of assistive technology you use, how often you use it, kind of self-report, indicate, are you an advanced user, a beginning type user, kind of user are you, that kind of thing. Fill out that kind of information. And then periodically, when there are tests available to be taken, you'll be sent an email that will indicate there's a test available. You click on this link that's in the email message.
Right.
And then you go and there's, introduction. This test will take about 30 minutes or whatever the case might be,
okay,
and you'll be asked to complete tasks. And so you go onto the Loop 11 website, basically, and on the Loop 11 website, there's a copy, if you will, of the real website that you're testing.
Okay.
And you are presented with tasks at the top of the page. So it might say, I'm just making up an example. You are on a library website, and your task is to find a book called So-and-So in the children's section. And when you've completed this task, hit the task complete button. If you try to complete this task and you're not able to, hit the I abandon this task button.
Okay.
And there's no penalties for abandoning a task or anything. This is not about whether you're proficient with your screen reader or anything. This is about whether you can find what you're asked to find on the website. So it's really testing the website, not you.
Sure. So what are you logging as I'm trying to complete this task? Is it just going to be how much time it took me to do it, or are you looking at the clicks or what the pages that I'm going through?
It's all of that. So what's logged is when the test administrator defines the task,
right,
they define the starting URL on the website being tested as well as the success URL. And so what's being logged is whether each participant reached the correct URL. given in the task, as well as the number of pages that it took to get there, the time it took to get there, and then it also reports out the click stream or the navigation paths that the users took.
Right. And I would guess it's transparent. Before I signed up to be a tester, you're going to let me know what information exactly is going to be collected.
Actually, that's a good point. We don't let you know that right now, but we're really going out in a beta release right now, and we're collecting a lot of feedback, and I think that is a really good point, and I think that we should add that to our overview for people when they sign up on the website.
Sure. The idea would be not to tell a user in advance too much about what the testing is going to be like.
Sure.
For each particular test, but absolutely.
There's a balance between that and a privacy concern, I guess.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really good point.
Yep.
Okay. That's a great question.
Okay. If you're a tester, is that a volunteer thing, or are you actually compensated for being a tester?
You're compensated, so you get $25 for each test that you participate in, and tests are usually, 20, 25, maybe 30 minutes max.
Okay. So companies pay to have their site tested, and they have a certain number of testers, I would assume.
That's correct.
So, and it's based on, obviously, and then, some of that money comes back to the testers, and some of it comes to
And
to
some
you,
of it goes to Nobility to,
right.
to maintain the database and do the marketing that we need to do and improve the whole program.
Right. What, you might not be able to publicly say that, but have you had some major clients, or are a lot of people using this service, or it's still pretty new at this point, right?
We are announcing it this week at CSUN, and our database of test participants is still very small. We have a total of 10 in there right now.
Okay.
So sign up today.
Yeah, we're looking for people to sign up, and where you can sign up is you can go to www.nobility.org, and that's spelled KNOWBILITY.org.
Okay.
And you can read about it on that website and sign up. But it is very new. We feel that we're still in a beta test phase. We're looking for a lot of feedback and improvements that need to be made to it.
When you go onto Nobility.org, you want to go to the link called AccessWorks.
Right.
So, so just use Find in your browser and hop right there.
So from a website perspective, if I'm a company and I want to have my site tested, are you going to try to give me a group of testers of a different cross section of abilities and technologies, or is it once you have enough testers in your database to offer such a...
Absolutely. Right. So if you have a website that you want tested, what you would do is go to loop11.com. And you would create your tasks on using their interface. So, you might say, as Jennifer pointed out a couple minutes ago, if you're on a library website, you want to find a certain book in the kids section. So you create these tasks, usually five or six tasks, and then in the Loop 11 process, you will get to a point for recruiting participants. And there's an option there to recruit participants with disabilities, and you'll be presented with a form to recruit a cross-section of people with disabilities and different AT and different web experience and things to participate in this test.
And I will say that we have taken pains to make sure that side of the process is accessible as well, so that if someone was working for a company and the person had a disability and they were going to be setting up the test,
they can do that as well.
Made sure that's possible.
Sure.
However, I would say also if somebody who's listening to this does do that and they encounter difficulties, we want to hear about them immediately so we can address them as quickly as possible.
Great. So this being a beta, especially you're looking for feedback, they just go to the Nobility site to do that, or?
Well, I'm gonna give you my my email address, and they can send email directly to me is probably the best way to do that. And that is my first initial and last name, so it's JSCHURICK @nobility.org.
Great. It's a really intriguing service. It would be interesting to follow the development. And thank both of you for coming out of that.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.